972-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Ain't no warfare is because the enemy already got you. I'm not talking about him always warring with you, because there are times, seasons where he ain't nowhere to be seen. But there are times where he kind of unleashes. And it's not because you're wrong, it's because you're right. Amen. Hey, tell somebody right now, don't get it twisted. I've been doing this job a long time. And I understand, I don't know it all, but I understand a whole lot of stuff. Amen. And the devil will try to convince you that you are wrong and stuff is going wrong because you're wrong, but it's just the opposite. Stuff comes and stuff is thrown at you because you're doing something right. Because you're glorifying God. And tell somebody, this too shall pass. But in the process, God is forming a prince or a princess. God is shaping and fashioning a vessel. Amen. Somebody he can brag on. Somebody he can boast in. Somebody that will represent him fully in the earth realm. Tell somebody, that's me. That's you. That's you. There's a process. He promised never to leave you, never to forsake you, or to fail you. That's God talking to you. That's in his letter to you. Amen. Tell somebody, that's real.
That's real.
That's reality.
That's reality.
You better talk to the devil sometime. Amen. I said you better talk to him.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not talking about sweet stuff.
Amen.
Better let him know you mean business.
Amen.
And he had to respect. He'll respect that.
Yes, yes.
Amen. All right. So the enemy pursued Israel. The enemy God allowed, he hardened the heart, and instead of just letting them go, they pursued them with the motive and the intention of bringing them back into slavery. We know this system is not geared for our success. It's geared to keep people down. The system. It's a demonic, satanic system. There's a lot of good things in there, but ultimately, if you trace it back to the beginning, Cain, child of the devil.
Amen.
That's where it started. Jude talks about the way of Cain. And it's a system. That's why we have to live above our mindset. We can't love the world. Ain't nothing wrong with liking a new car or a new home, all that stuff. Yeah, but I'm talking about the world. The mindset of the world, the way the world operates, the way the world does things, what values the world hold dear. The world, the worldly stuff. Can't love the world. A soldier cannot be entangled with the affairs of this life, that he may be a good soldier. Elder, you know, when you were deployed, how you had to be on call, or you know, at a moment's notice, you had to be ready to move. You couldn't say, "Well, I was going bowling tomorrow night, so y'all gonna have to wait." He can bowl pretty good, but you know, he couldn't tell whoever was. Wait, I got a bowling appointment tomorrow, so y'all wait there. I'll be there 2 days from now. No, he couldn't be entangled. Now, God allowed Israel to be entangled. Pharaoh said they're entangled in the land. Ah. vulnerable. I'll tell you something. I can't speak for everybody. The places where I've learned what I do know about God and how much He does love and care was when I was most vulnerable. When I couldn't do this thing myself. When if God didn't come in, it was over. Well, if God didn't help me, I was sunk. So He led them. He instructed them there. The enemy pursued them. Verse 10 of the same chapter. The third point I want you to see. It brought out the fear of the people. The fear of the people. Verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. I like the terminology the Lord uses. And they were sore afraid. You ever been sore afraid? You're so afraid you got sore. I'm just going to say it that way. There's more meaning to it than that. But you're so afraid you're sore. Yeah, I mean, you have really done something strenuous if your body's sore. So you had to be working in some deep fear to be sore afraid. Can you imagine? They see, you know, it's spelling death. They see him coming, the army. So they're sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Now, that was good that they cried out unto the Lord, but what was in them began to come out of them. Because the next verse says, and they said unto Moses. Now, it would have been one thing if they just cried out unto the Lord. That's a sign of a level or a measure of maturity. You just turn, Lord, we don't know what to do. Our eyes are upon you. But they didn't do that only. They cried out, then they turned to Moses. You devil, you. All your fault. Look what they say. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt. You've taken us away to die in the wilderness. Well, we're gonna arrest every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I'm telling you, if you let that imagination, it'll run rampant. You'll think all kind of things. But the Bible tells us that our weaponry is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down. Make it part of your prayer time. Especially you wake up and you feel oppressed or oppression. Let the devil know right early. Devil, you a lie. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm a child of God. I don't care what's going on in the world. I'm a child of God. What's going on in the kingdom? Amen. And arrest that imagination. Cast down. You'd be amazed how your mind will all of a sudden shift. Because they're demon spirits. Listen, they have designs. They come after you a lot of times. They'll come after you even in dreams sometimes. In the night. But you have to bind those things and push them away. And just, that's not you. That's the enemy trying to cause imagination to pry open an entry to bring fear. When an unclean spirit is gone out, it goes into dry places seeking rest. Those unclean spirits, they seek places they can identify with. Intimidation, provocation, unbelief. They seek places, so they try to get you convinced, intimidated, provoked, fearful, so they can stay there. They ain't going to stay where there's faith. Amen. They ain't going to stay there where you tell them, you better, Lucy, get behind me, Satan. They're not staying there if you mean it. Tell somebody, we at war.
We at war.
The fear of the people. Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Now, their imagination is running rampant. Moses. This is why you got us out here. We could have kept going and been long gone. Talking about the Lord said, turn and stay here. No, just wasn't enough grace. Am I right? You know how some of y'all think. I mean, they were going off. They were going off at Moses. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in the Egypt? Verse 12, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Fear of the people. Fear. We're going to kill or we're going to deliver you from fear. You had to do some stuff. Putting your confidence in God. God is in control. Stop wavering and listening to the devil when you know your heart toward God is right. You're not perfect, but your heart toward God. You love God. God's going to honor you. God's going to bless you. God's going to turn the enemy's no's into yeses. He's going to turn your opposition into your footstool, stepping stones. Amen. But if that's you tonight, where Israel was, I want you to know it's part of the process. God is not going to forsake you. He didn't forsake them, even when they start blaming Moses. He didn't forsake them. He gave them 10 opportunities in the wilderness. Here they just come out. God wasn't going to forsake them. Matter of fact, he never forsook he never forsook Israel. It's just those ones that never changed. He couldn't bring in. It's like this. Why does the Lord hate the devil? And some people don't think God is capable of hating. But there are things that God hates. You know, we have to balance this message that we hear today because, you know, God is love and just love. Yeah, we do. We love people. But Jesus, at one point in time, went into the temple and got him a whip. Put some, and think about he's putting that whip together. I'm going to tear these folk up. I'm getting ready to, boy, I'm about to, What did he do? He went in there, turned tables over. Opened up cages, let the pigeons and stuff fly away. Threw money and stuff all on the floor. And then it says he whipped them out. Jesus was whipping somebody. People don't want to see that part. Oh. And you think it's just, get out. Get out of my father's.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.